This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. flights are trying to get back to normal, and a ground stop was lifted after the Federal Aviation Administration scrambled to fix a system outage overnight that forced a halt to all U.S. departing flights. The FAA said it had ordered airlines to pause all domestic departures to allow the agency to validate the integrity of flight and safety information. Passengers are urged to check with airlines for updates. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Joe Biden has been briefed by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on the matter and has called for a full investigation by the Department of Transportation. Kyiv's forces trained for the threat of a fresh Russian assault across a new front in the north near the Belarusian border on Wednesday. Ukraine fears Russia could build up forces on the territory of its Belarusian ally before striking in the northwest or northeast of Ukraine, or even trying to drive towards Kyiv as it did when it invaded last February. By reopening a northern front, Russia would stretch Kyiv's forces, which have been focused for months on bloody battles raging in the east and south, forcing it to divert forces to the north. The Pentagon says about 100 Ukrainians will head to Oklahoma's Fort Sill as soon as next week to begin training on Patriot missile defense systems. Ukraine has long sought the Patriot surface air-to-guide missiles defense system because it can target aircraft, cruise missiles, and short-range ballistic missiles. A Pentagon spokesperson said Patriot training normally can take several months, but it will be shortened to get the Ukrainian troops back into combat sooner. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization declared Uganda Ebola-free Wednesday. The outbreak of the Sudan strain of the virus, which started in September, has left 55 people dead. Halima Athumani reports from the epicenter of the outbreak.
The declaration was made at a function in Mwende District, now known as the epicenter of the fifth outbreak of the Ebola Sudan virus in Uganda. Dr. Jane Ruth Acheng, Uganda's health minister, noted that the major drivers of transmission were household infection and gatherings at private facilities. On Wednesday, 113 days since the start of the Ebola outbreak and 42 days since the discharge of the last confirmed case, the country got its much-awaited news.
I now confirm that all transmission chains have been fully interrupted and take this opportunity to declare that the outbreak is over and Uganda is now free of active Ebola transmission.
Halima Othmani for VOA News, Mubende, Uganda.
The wife of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny appealed to prison staff to provide him with basic medicines on Wednesday, as his supporters warned with increasing urgency that his life was in danger. Navalny's allies said he was placed in a cramped punishment cell for 15 days December 31st, the 10th time he'd been sent there in the space of 5 months for misdemeanors such as washing his face at the wrong time or failing to button up his prison uniform. Through his lawyers, Navalny posted on social media this week that authorities had deliberately infected him by placing a sick man next to him. U.S. President Joe Biden said he was surprised to learn that classified documents were found in a think tank office he once used and said he and his team are cooperating fully with a review into what happened. He told reporters he doesn't take this lightly.
People know I take classified documents and classified information seriously.
He said he does not know what was in the documents. One-time financial advisor to Pope Francis, Cardinal George Pell, died Tuesday, and officials in his native Australia are working to bring his body home. He was the most senior Catholic cleric to be convicted of child sex abuse before his convictions were overturned. Historian Miles Pattenden says the impact of that conviction on Cardinal Pell cannot be underestimated.
I imagine that must have had an enormous impact on Pell. Of course, he was convicted, but then that conviction was overturned on appeal. But that must have been a very difficult and emotionally draining experience for him, just as it was for all the victims of clerical sexual abuse over the years.
The Prime Minister said Pell suffered a fatal heart complication following hip surgery. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.